Why is it that so many people who are spiritually sensitive, who seem to have this inner knowing, this capacity for awareness, were born into families that were, shall we say, less than ideal? Families that were dysfunctional, toxic, painful. And you might think, well, if the universe is so wise, if there's some kind of intelligence behind all this, why would it put these sensitive souls into such difficult circumstances? But what if I told you that this is not a mistake? What if the very thing you've been cursing, the very situation you've been trying to run from your entire life, is actually the most important thing? Not because suffering is noble, but because sometimes the hardest soil produces the strongest trees. See, we have this notion that spiritual awakening should come through pleasant experiences, through meditation retreats, through reading wise books, through sitting quietly in beautiful gardens. And yes, these things can help. But the real awakening, the kind that shakes you to your bones, often comes through fire. It comes through difficulty. It comes through having everything you thought you needed stripped away until all that remains is what you truly are. Think about it this way. If you were born into a perfectly harmonious family where everyone was kind and understanding, where love flowed freely and naturally, would you ever question anything? Would you ever look deeper? Would you ever have to develop that inner strength, that capacity to see through illusion? Probably not. You'd simply flow along with the current, never knowing there was anything else. But a toxic family, a dysfunctional family, they give you something else entirely. They give you friction. They give you problems that cannot be solved by ordinary means. They give you situations where you cannot simply go along with what everyone else is doing, because what everyone else is doing is clearly mad. And in that friction, in that impossibility, something begins to wake up. Let me put it to you another way. When a grain of sand gets into an oyster, it irritates, it hurts. The oyster cannot simply eject it. So what does the oyster do? It begins to coat the grain of sand with layers of nacre, slowly, patiently, and eventually that irritating grain becomes a pearl. The most beautiful thing the oyster creates comes from the thing that hurt it most. Your toxic family was the grain of sand. And you, through all your struggles, through all your pain, through all those years of trying to understand why they were the way they were, you've been creating. You've been developing something that people born into easy circumstances never have to develop. Wisdom. Real wisdom. Not the kind you read in books, but the kind that comes from having to figure out how to survive when everything around you is chaos. But here's where it gets really interesting. A toxic family doesn't just create problems. It creates a very specific kind of problem. It creates confusion about love. And this, strange as it sounds, is the gateway to awakening. You see, most people never question what love is. They simply accept whatever their family taught them. If their family was loving, they assume that's what love looks like. If their family was distant, they assume love is supposed to be distant. They never have to think about it. They never have to examine it. They simply repeat the pattern. But when you're born into a toxic family, you cannot do this. The pattern is so obviously broken that you cannot simply repeat it. You might try it first. Many do, but eventually something in you rebels. Something in you says, no, this isn't right. This isn't what love is supposed to be. And in that moment of rebellion, in that refusal to accept the pattern, you've taken the first step toward awakening, because now you must figure out for yourself what love actually is. You cannot rely on what you were taught. You cannot trust the programming. You have to go deeper. You have to look within. You have to discover what love means when it's not mixed up with manipulation, with control, with conditions, with all the garbage your family attached to it. Not to suffer, though there was suffering. Not to be damaged, though there was damage. But to be forced to wake up, to be forced to question, to be forced to look deeper than most people ever have to look. Now, I want to be clear about something. This doesn't mean the pain wasn't real. It doesn't mean what happened to you was okay. It doesn't mean you should feel grateful for abuse or neglect or whatever it was your family did. That would be missing the point entirely. The pain was real. The damage was real. What happened to you was not right. But here's the thing about reality. It doesn't care about our ideas of right and wrong. A tree doesn't grow straight by being kept in a greenhouse. It grows straight by being bent by the wind, by having to reach for the light, by having to develop deep roots to keep from being blown over. The wind is not kind. The wind is just wind. But without the wind, the tree would never develop strength. Your family was the wind. And you, whether you know it or not, have been developing roots that go very deep, roots that most people never have to grow. And those roots, that depth, that's what makes you capable of understanding things that others cannot understand. Think about the people you know who had easy childhoods, pleasant, comfortable, everything handed to them. What are they like now? I'm not saying they're bad people, but often they have a certain shallowness to them, don't they? A certain inability to grasp the darker, deeper aspects of life. They live on the surface because they've never had to go beneath it. They believe in fairy tales because their life has been something of a fairy tale. But you cannot believe in fairy tales. You've seen behind the curtain. You know that families can be cruel, that parents can be selfish, that love can be twisted into something ugly. And while this knowledge was painful to acquire, it has made you real in a way that protected people never become. You've been stripped of illusions. And while most people spend their entire lives clinging to illusions, you don't have that luxury. You had to see things as they actually are. And seeing things as they actually are, that's the beginning of wisdom. That's the beginning of spiritual awakening. Now let's talk about something else. Something that might make you uncomfortable. Because here's a truth that's hard to accept. Your family wasn't just toxic to you. They were toxic because they were wounded. They were wounded because their parents were wounded. And their parents were wounded because their parents were wounded. It goes back and back and back, generation after generation, each one passing on the pain they received because they didn't know how to do anything else. You are the culmination of all that pain. All those generations of wounds, they all flowed into you. And you were the one who finally said, "This stops here." You were the one who finally looked at the pattern and said, "No more. I will not pass this on. I will not continue this cycle." And that is why you're different. That is why you were chosen, if you want to use that word. Not because you're special in some ego sense, but because your soul was strong enough to say, "I will carry this weight. I will be the one who breaks the chain." Think about what that means. Your family, as toxic as they were not your enemies. They were your teachers. Terrible teachers, yes. Teachers who taught through pain rather than love. But teachers nonetheless. They showed you exactly what not to do. They showed you exactly what happens when people don't wake up, when they don't question, when they simply repeat the patterns they inherited. And by showing you what not to do, they forced you to figure out what to do. They forced you to become conscious. They forced you to choose. Because you see, that's the real gift. Choice. Most people never have to choose how to be. They simply are what their family made them. They're automatons, robots, running on programming they never questioned. But you had to choose. You had to consciously decide what kind of person you wanted to be. You had to consciously decide what you believed love was. You had to consciously decide what values you would hold, what kind of relationships you would have, what kind of life you would build. Nothing was automatic, nothing was given. Everything had to be chosen. And in that choosing, in that constant, difficult work of choosing, you became awake. You became conscious. You became, in the truest sense, yourself. Not what your family wanted you to be. Not what society expected you to be, but what you, in your deepest knowing, chose to be. Now here's where people often get confused. They think awakening means being happy all the time, being peaceful all the time, being detached from everything. But that's not awakening. That's just another kind of sleep, another kind of escape. Real awakening means seeing clearly. It means understanding the patterns. It means recognizing that your family's behavior was not about you. It was never about you. It was about them, their wounds, their pain, their inability to love, because they had never been loved properly themselves. And when you see this, really see it, something extraordinary is happening. The anger begins to dissolve. Not because you force it to, not because you think you should forgive, but because you finally understand. You understand that they were not villains. They were wounded people acting out their wounds, unable to do anything else because no one ever showed them another way. Does this mean you have to have a relationship with them? No. Does this mean you have to trust them? Absolutely not. Does this mean you have to subject yourself to their toxicity? Not at all. Understanding is not the same as allowing abuse. Compassion is not the same as being a doormat. You can understand someone completely and still choose to stay away from them. You can have compassion for their wounds and still protect yourself from their behavior. These are not contradictions. These are simply different levels of understanding. The truly awakened person knows this. They know that protecting yourself is not the same as hating. They know that setting boundaries is not the same as being cruel. They know that you can wish someone well while also wishing them well from a great distance. And this is the freedom that comes from having been born into a toxic family. You learn to love without attachment. You learn to care without being consumed. You learn to see people clearly without judgment. Because you've had to do all these things with your own family. People from healthy families, they often struggle with this. They feel guilty for setting boundaries. They feel selfish for prioritizing their own needs. They confuse love with sacrifice, with enduring pain, with putting up with behavior that damages them. Because that's what they were taught. But you learned a different lesson. You learned that real love includes boundaries. That real love sometimes means saying no. That real love sometimes means walking away. Not with anger, not with hatred, but simply with the clear understanding that this situation is not good for you and you have every right to choose situations that are. This is spiritual maturity. This is what most people spend lifetimes trying to learn. And you learned it early because you had no choice. Your family gave you an advanced course in what love is not. And in learning that, you also learned what love is. Let me share something with you. The most spiritually awake people I've ever known, they all had difficult childhoods. All of them. And for years I wondered why. Why does suffering seem to be the common denominator in awakening? And then I realized it's not about the suffering, it's about the questioning that suffering produces. When life is easy, you don't question. You don't have to. But when life is hard, when it doesn't make sense, when the people who are supposed to love you hurt you instead, you start asking the big questions. Why am I here? What is this all about? What is real and what is illusion? These are the questions that lead to awakening. Your toxic family pushed you to ask these questions early. They pushed you to look for meaning in a situation that seemed meaningless. They pushed you to find love in yourself because you couldn't find it in them. They pushed you to develop an inner life because the outer life was too painful. And in developing that inner life, in turning inward because the outer world was so harsh, you found something most people never find. You found your true self, not the self your family wanted you to be. Not the self society expected you to be, but the self you actually are, beneath all the conditioning, beneath all the wounds, beneath all the stories. This self, this true self, it was always there. But most people never discover it, because they never have to look for it. They're too busy living on the surface, too busy being who everyone expects them to be. But you had to dig deep, because the surface was unbearable. And in digging deep, you struck gold. Now here's the final piece of this understanding. Your awakening is not just for you. It's for everyone. It's for your family, even though they may never acknowledge it. It's for the generations that came before you, because in healing yourself, you heal the ancestral line. And it's for the generations that will come after you, because you've broken the pattern, you've stopped the cycle. You've said, this madness ends with me. This is what it means to be spiritually awake. It's not about being better than others. It's not about being special. It's about being awake enough to see the patterns, strong enough to break them, and brave enough to choose differently even when it's difficult. Your toxic family was the darkness that forced you to find your own light. They were the problem that forced you to become the solution. They were the question that forced you to find the answer. And the answer you found, the light you discovered, it's not just for you. So yes, being born into a toxic family is a gift. Not because the toxicity was good, but because it forced you to become who you really are. It forced you to wake up when you might have slept through your entire life. It forced you to question when you might have simply accepted. It forced you to choose when you might have simply followed. And now, having done all that work, having climbed that mountain, having discovered that light within yourself, you stand as proof that transformation is possible, that breaking cycles is possible, that awakening is possible. Not despite the difficulties, but because of them. This is the great gift. This is why you were placed exactly where you were placed. Not to suffer, but to awaken. Not to be broken, but to become whole. Not to repeat the pattern, but to transform it. And in transforming it, you transform everything.